Joining us now is Sabrina Fortune, who not only won gold at the Paralympics for the F20 shot put, but also broke her own world record. So first of all, double congratulations. What in the world was going through your head when you saw the result?
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, no, that's 14:15. No way that's a 15. And when I saw the come up on the board, I was like, oh, okay. Cool, great. That's not what my coach wanted, but...
Is that the expectation you put for yourself when you came here, or did you just exceed it massively?
I think the expectation was around 15 metres, yeah. I've been throwing quite 15 to 15 and a half metres but in training camp, so I knew there was a chance that I would get to that point. But the competition, sometimes it doesn't always work like that. So, yeah, the expectation was quite high.
Well, we're lucky this time it worked out. How does it feel going? This is your third Paralympics. How is Paris different to like Tokyo, for example?
The crowds and hearing the roar of people and even being able to get them to clap and join in with the noise. Oh, like Tokyo was so quiet. Like you missed out on such of the atmosphere of like what it was like in a big stadium. Like I didn't do London, so I don't know what the crowd was like, but all the ones who went were telling me that's the crowd, that's how big the crowd was. And the French people were amazing, and having our GB ones there in the crowd as well and hearing the roars you're running around with the flag, oh, nothing can beat it really.
Do you have a favorite thing about being in Paris then so far?
Chocolate muffins.
We often kind of talk about the benefits of sport. You know, we say that it's good for mental health, it's good for physical well-being. But personally, what did sport do for you?
So sport has helped me with my learning disability. I've been able to talk to more people. When I was much younger, I would never have been able to talk to you or to any radio station, live, anything, because I was, as someone with a learning disability, you can't talk to someone new. So sport has able to give me the chance to be me and actually have the chance to talk to new people and actually tell my story more to new people. So it's been really good.
And this is going to be a bit off the cuff. If you weren't a high performing athlete, a Paralympian, what career path would you choose for yourself?
I'd love to be an animator in like a Disney movie or any movies really. It's been something that I've been chasing for a year and a half now, and I think I'd be quite good at it.
And any advice you could give to someone who perhaps like yourself has a learning disability, they're needing that boost of confidence, any words you wish someone gave you when you were younger?
Try any sport and don't give up. As long as you keep standing up taller and taller, you'll do anything. And make sure that you at least try something. And if you don't like it, don't worry. There's always different options. Just enjoy what you do.
Well, Sabrina, thank you so much for speaking to RNAB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.